Hey there, Eastern Sierra. It's Monday, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. It's one of the best holidays out there. You know, and it represents a people who fought for their independence and changed for the better. And I just want to point out to all of you out there that are currently fighting to change for the better. You know, there's a lot of us that are really just going for it, trying to be inspirational, trying to find inspiration, trying to just make yourself a better person. And I salute you. It's one of the hardest things in the world to do, to step up, look at a problem, and then fix it within yourself. It's easily one of the hardest things out there in the world to do. Why don't you leave a comment on this and let me know how you're working on yourself. Also, follow me at Jesse Steele. I believe it's Real Deal Steele. There you can find all of the posts that I've been posting about my daily walks, my health and nutrition habits, and just good advice to help you get through the day and just be a better person. I think it's really important for all of us is to step up for ourselves and our loved ones and say, you know what? I'm going to be better today. That's one of the goals that I'm on. So check me out over there. Leave a comment. Let me know what you're doing to better yourself because I think it's really important and a great goal. Anyway, whether you're here for the headlines or just hoping someone mentions tacos, you've come to the right place. Today, we're covering everything from high school sports, heroics, mountain updates, and community events that'll make you say, wait, that's happening here? All with the signature Eastern Sierra Now flair. Factual, fast, and maybe just a bit too clever for a Monday. And speaking of flavor, tacos. Today's report is brought to you by Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, where the tacos, told you, are hot, the margaritas are cold, and Cinco de Mayo is more of a lifestyle than a calendar event. Before we dive in, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow Eastern Sierra Now on all the socials because staying informed should be as easy as ordering extra guac. Let's get to it. Northern Niño Healthcare District has announced the appointment of Christian Wallace as its interim chief executive officer. Wallace brings extensive experience in healthcare leadership, including previous roles in the U.S. Navy, Medical Service Corps, and as CEO of Grossmont Healthcare District. The NIHD board is also extending its thanks to Chief Operations and Nursing Officer Allison Partridge for serving as the acting CEO for the past few weeks. Wallace is expected to guide the district through its transition period while the search for a permanent CEO is underway. The Inyo National Forest has issued a temporary closure of Upper Rock Creek Road to facilitate the Rock Creek pavement project. The closure will be in effect starting Wednesday, May 7th, and will impact access to popular recreation areas, including Rock Creek Lake and trailheads. The project aims to improve road conditions and enhance safety for visitors. Forest officials advise travelers to plan accordingly and seek alternative routes for the next 2 weeks or until crews are able to reopen the road. For more information, please visit EasternSierraNow.com. You craving the kind of tacos that make your taste buds dance the salsa? Swing by Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, where every bite brings bold flavor, family tradition, and a fiesta to your plate. Whether you're in it for the carnitas, asada, or margaritas the size of your dreams, it's a pretty big margarita, Astorga's is your go-to spot for Mexican comfort food done right. Dine in, take out, or taco about it all day long. I apologize. The Eastern Sierra Land Trust is set to host its annual Garden Fest on May 17th at 250 North Fowler Street and the adjacent parking lot on Church Street. The event will feature native plant sales, gardening workshops, and activities for all ages. Local vendors and conservation organizations will also be present to provide information and resources. Garden Fest aims to promote sustainable landscaping practices and community engagement in environmental stewardship. A coalition of Sierra Region officials is calling for the restoration of federal funding to the U.S. Forest Service. The delegation, comprising local government leaders, conservation advocates, and Congressman Kevin Kiley, met on April 18th to express concerns over recent budget cuts that have led to staffing reductions and limited resources for forest management. They argue that adequate funding is essential for wildfire prevention, recreational access, and the overall health of public lands. The group is urging Congress to prioritize investments in forest infrastructure and personnel. For more information, please visit EasternSierraNow.com. Love local news with a little sass and a lot of substance. I said sass. I get how the substance get. We're moving on. Then support your favorite small town scoops by becoming an Eastern Sierra Now Patreon member. You'll help keep our mics on, our coffee strong, and our weather reports just the right amount of sarcastic. Because who else is going to cover your taco festivals and your town council meetings with equal passion? Definitely this guy. Join us on Patreon because local media matters, and so do you. Now, it looks like there's a lot of events coming up this week, starting off with an event held by Women in Business Tonight. Tough Skin, Margaritas, Moles, and more. The Cinco de Mayo event will feature a presentation from Mammoth Hospital's Dr. Pam Mundell in honor of Melanoma and Skin Cancer Awareness Month. This event starts at 5 p.m. at Elevate and is free for chamber members. The Mammoth High School Booster Club is also meeting tonight at the MHS Library starting at 5:30 p.m. This group strives to support local students and foster excellence and is open to everyone. Also, tonight, the Mono Arts Council will be hosting Sage Romero for a Numu social dance tonight at 5:30 p.m. And as always, Distant Brewing is hosting their weekly open mic night tonight starting at 6 p.m. Theater enthusiasts can look forward to the first showing of Radium Girls by the Mammoth High School Drama Club tonight starting at 7 p.m. with additional showings tomorrow and Wednesday at the same time. These students put in a lot of effort, and we can't wait to see all the talent on display tonight. Tomorrow, Sierra Forever will host a Science on Tap presentation from the White Bark Institute about the sexy sage grouse and the impact of wildfires. This event will be held at 6 p.m. at the Mountain Rambler Brewery. Also, tomorrow, Mammoth Brewing is hosting their weekly trivia night contest starting at 6:30 p.m. Lastly, the Bishop Chamber of Commerce is hosting a lunch and learn event for local businesses featuring presenter Jen Whitney of River Queen Holding discussing the development and future of downtown Bishop. This event will start at noon at the Eastern Sierra Business Resource Center and costs $20 a person. For more information on events like these and so much more, easternsierranow.com/events, or just download the mobile app. It's the thing you want, trust me. And for the slope seekers and sun chasers, here's your mountain moment of truth. We got a solid 60-inch spring base still, 85 trails still going strong, and 6 lifts spinning. Well, eventually. Clouds are loitering around this morning like that one friend who never quite leaves the après party. But gradual clearing should make for a beautiful bluebird backdrop later today. That said, pack your patience and maybe a warm drink. Lift delays are expected this morning as our hardworking ops team breaks out the ice picks and hair dryers. Okay, maybe not the hair dryers. Maybe they'd work. They're trying to de-ice the lifts is what I'm getting at. All the action is happening out of Main Lodge, and yes, the stoke is high. We're keeping the season rolling through at least Memorial Day. So wax up the boards, grab those sunnies, and don't forget to check the mountain report for the latest lift status. Because in spring, the snow may be soft, but the info needs to be sharp. Guess what? It's taco time, folks. The latest round of ESN Epic Eats is live, and this month, it's all about the best tacos in the Eastern Sierra. You think your go-to spot deserves the crown? Then make your voice heard and vote now before your favorite taco gets left in the dust, like last Tuesday's salsa. Voting is easy, fast, and free. And let's be real, it's the most delicious decision you'll make all week. Head to easternsierranow.com/epic-eats. Cast your vote and show your local taco heroes some spicy love. Speaking of, we'd like to give congratulations to the Bishop and surrounding area winner for Best Coffee Shop, Brood Awakening, out of Big Pine. That's right. Mammoth Lakes and surrounding area, Looney Bean, absolutely. And Vibrous Juice Bar in Lone Pine. Excellent brew at all of those places. You need to go check it out. Now for our sports report, as always, sponsored by the Back Alley Bull and Grill. Let's roll into the latest from Bishop High, where our Broncos are making headlines on the track and the diamond. The Bishop Broncos track and field team wrapped up their final dual meet of the season with a performance that was nothing short of electrifying. The Bishop boys defeated Boron and Desert, making for a 5-1 season record. Wyatt Mears, a standout throughout the season, beat the freshman boys' discus record again during this meet for the 6th time. This year with a throw of 129 feet, the girls beat Boron but fell to Desert during this meet, finishing their season with a 3-3 league record. McGinnah Westervelt and Gabby Vinker were standouts during the meet, with McGinnah winning the 100-meter and 300-meter hurdles against both teams and the long jump against Boron. Gabby also won 100 meters against Boron and the 200-meter against both teams. As Bishop heads into postseason competitions The Broncos carry momentum and confidence, ready to take on the next challenge. On a fun note, the team held their first annual Anything But a Baton costume relay in honor of their last meet at home. This year featured Team Mario Party with Soren Davis, Wyatt Mears, Hunter Daly, and Mrs. Cool, and Team Tuba with Steven Vinker, parent Jacob Ide, Alex Ide, and Alyssa Switzer in the end. Team Mario Party took home the win, and we can't wait to see more of these shenanigans next year. Last Friday, May 2nd, the Lady Broncos faced off against Rosamond in a game that tested their grit. Despite a valiant effort, Bishop fell 15-8. Pitcher Sienna Fuller went the distance, showing resilience on the mound. Offensively, Faye Spoonhunter was a standout, going 3-for-3, with 2 stolen bases and 2 runs scored. Ellie Boyd contributed with 2 hits and 3 RBIs, while Layla Beal added a triple and an RBI to the mix. The team displayed determination and teamwork, qualities that will serve them well in future matchups. And in a display of offensive prowess, the Broncos baseball team secured an 18-4 win. Freshman pitcher Knox Moffitt delivered a complete game, allowing just 4 runs over 5 innings and striking out 5. Moffitt also led the charge at the plate, going 3-for-4 with 2 doubles and 5 RBIs. Hundy Leeson matched that energy, adding 3 hits, including 2 doubles and 3 RBIs. The team's bats were on fire with contributions up and down the lineup, signaling a strong finish to the season. That's the latest from the Broncos' front lines. Remember, whether you're celebrating a win or shaking off a loss, there's always a seat for you, Back Alley Bull and Grill. Where the lanes are hot, the food is even hotter. Stay tuned for more updates, and as always, keep your game sharp and your appetite sharper. Let's dive into your forecast for the next 3 days for the weather, shall we? Bishop, high desert heat incoming. Expect breezy conditions with some sun early, turning cloudy later in the day today. Highs around 74, lows near 43. Plenty of sunshine tomorrow is on tap. Highs reaching 76, lows of 41. And Wednesday, abundant sunshine continues. Highs climbing to 82, lows 47. Mammoth Lakes, springtime in the Sierra. Today, warmer with considerable cloudiness. Highs around 53, lows near 30. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine expected. Highs reaching 57 with lows around 28. And Wednesday, abundant sunshine continues. Highs climbing to 63, lows near 35. And that's your forecast for the next few days. Stay tuned to Eastern Sierra Now for the latest updates and enjoy the beautiful weather ahead. And that's the latest from your favorite stretch of Highway 395, where the news is always local. And the commentary, well, it's always just this side of snarky. Thanks again to our sponsor, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, your Cinco de Mayo headquarters, and the perfect excuse to not cook tonight. If you like what you heard, or even mildly tolerated it, do us a solid, subscribe to the Eastern Sierra Now YouTube channel, follow us on social media, and tell your friends, your grandma, and that neighbor who always steals your recycling bin. Until next time, stay smart, stay spicy, and stay local. Tacos.